Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Layers, and today I'm looking at the Detroit Lions 2022 draft needs. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football. And, of course, our amazing podcast, Actually Believe Podcast Network. It will endorse the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, etc., etc. You get the whole gist here. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Every single day, there's going to be something updated. Over 800 episodes already available for you to listen to. And over 1,000 plus on Facebook and on YouTube. So go over there. Check us out. We got plenty of football content. And once again, we couldn't do any of this without you, the support of our fans. So let's get into this, man. Detroit. Oh, they got a lot to talk about them right now. There's a lot going on in Detroit. Let's talk about, first, though, before we get into their draft needs, let's talk about what they did in free agency, because that very much impacts the draft. So first, I'm going to go down a laundry list here because they've re-signed a lot of guys. First, let's talk about who has not signed with a team yet, who was on the roster last year. First off, Trey Flowers has not re-signed. Nicholas Williams is not. Joel Heath, Will Holden, Tyrell Crosby, and Charlie Timopiao. They have all yet to re-sign. Now let's get into the re-signing phase. And good grief, there is a ton of them. Of course, I'm using overthecap.com, the most recent updates I can find. So let's go into it. Who all has re-signed with the Lions? We have Shane Zylstra, CJ Moore, Sean Dion Hamilton, Anthony Pittman, Ryan McCollum, Brock Wright, Mark Gilbert, Jalen Elliott, Scott Daly, Tom Kennedy, Tommy Kramer, Bobby Price, Juju Hughes, David Blow, Jesse Lemoore, Matt Nelson, Jack Fox, Rashad Berry, Godwin Igwekpe. We have Josh Woods, Tracy Walker, Jason Kabina, Evan Brown, Khalif Raymond, Alex Anzolan, Josh Reynolds, Charles Harris, Tim Boyle, and that is it. So a ton of re-signings. Now let's go on to who has left the Lions, who was on the team last year, and who was on a different team this season. First, we have Jalen Reeves-Maybin, the linebacker, is with the Texans. We have Cadel Hodge and Dean Marlowe, both coming on over to the Atlanta Falcons. And those are all of the players who are on a different team this year, so not too many. Now let's go on to who they have picked up, who is coming over to play for the Lions this upcoming year. Jerod Davis, the linebacker from the Jets. Mike Hughes, the cornerback from the Chiefs. Chris Board, the linebacker from the Ravens. DJ Shark, the wide receiver from the Jaguars. Garrett Griffin, the tight end from the Saints. All those gentlemen are coming over to play for the Lions this year, putting on the blue and white and silver. All right, now the moment we've all been waiting for, the draft picks. Let's go. Let's do a quick rundown of what all they have first before we get into their needs. In the first round, pick number 2, and also pick number 32. In the second round, pick 34. Third round, pick 66 and 97. Round 5, pick 177. Round 6, picks 181 and 217. And then finally, in round 7, pick 234. So a good amount of draft picks here. A rough year last year for the Lions. A lot of rebuilding going on. They had a record of 3-13-1 under Dan Campbell, the first-year head coach. And this is a crucial year for them because we know, for whatever reason, man, Detroit does not hold on to head coaches very long. So hopefully Campbell can get it turned around ASAP for this team. So what does Detroit need? Well, there's a lot of options they can go with here, right? You can go with a new quarterback at the number 2 overall pick. There's been reports of like a Malik Willis, our guy Daniel Kelly. I know he's been harping on that for a while. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in this draft. They could also go with a safety, someone that they need to help out in that secondary. And first, let's talk about the quarterback before I go on to the safety. The quarterback position, you have Jared Goff, and this is testing to me because it's going to tell me if they go with a quarterback this upcoming year, they don't trust him. And they just don't think he's going to have what it takes to lead them to the promised land, get them to the playoffs, get them a win in the playoffs, because it's been quite a while since that's happened. So it will be interesting to see who they go with number 2 overall. I know there's always going to be reports of a potential trade for more picks. You never know, man. The draft is crazy. But quarterback is definitely a position I feel that the Lions should maybe go for. I mean, it all just depends on them. If you don't trust Jared Goff, now's the time to do so, man. Go with a quarterback. Go with a Malik Willis. Go with a Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral, whoever they choose, right, whoever they have in their heart, and go with them at that number 2 slot and bring them in for your team. Next, let's go to the safety position. Like I said, they have 2 first-round picks, number 2 and number 32, so they have something to play with here. And there's a lot of really good defensive talents in this draft, a lot of linebackers, a lot of defensive linemen, a lot of corners. And I think if you can get a good safety, a playmaking safety, then you can have someone who's just going to be a ball hawk in the backfield. And that can really get things going for this Detroit defense. Pair him with Jeff Okuda, who did not play a lot last year. Like I said, he unfortunately got hurt at the cornerback slot. You can pair him with the safety you can select. That'd be a pretty good-looking combo, pretty good young combo for that Detroit secondary. Some more options that they can go with here. They can definitely, I think they need some help on the defensive line. Like I mentioned, Trey Flowers has yet to re-sign. I mean, they need some help on that D-line to get some players who can get things going, who can really help out. And I think that if Detroit can get a good edge rusher, like I said, they have a lot of picks. Like I said, you can get something either in the second round, in the third round. You can find some really good defensive linemen in those selections there, in those slots. So I would definitely help out that defensive line. And then finally, I think that if you're Detroit, you need to also maybe look at another cornerback to pair with Jeff Okuda. I think that Detroit is a team on the rise, a very young team, a very inexperienced team. And if you can get some young guns, right, help out your defense, help out your safety, your other corner, and your D-line, I think that's a good way to start. They have a pretty good team on the offense, pretty solid. And I mean, let's just be real here, guys. Everyone is looking forward to see what the Lions are going to do with that number 2 overall selection. That's going to be telling of their future. You cannot mess this up. You have to get it right. And it's going to be very intriguing to see who Detroit selects number 2 overall. They could go defense. They can get an Aiden Hutchinson. They can go quarterback with a Malik Willis. I mean, there's a ton of options here. There's only one spot ahead of you. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot to work with there. And then also having that number 32 pick overall in the late first round, that's also going to help them out. So, man, if you're Detroit, I think that you really got to get things going here. This is a prime time to get this team on the rebound, to get them going in the right direction. If they draft right, I think they can have a better season. Like I said, they only had 3 wins last year. I feel if they draft well, they could maybe get 7-8. I'm being nice here, right? Hey, always got to show some love to these teams. I think that, you know, I'm not going to say they're going to be the next Bengals. I'm not going to go that far because we all know what the Bengals did. They drafted Joe Burrow, and then they went to the Super Bowl last year. But I would hope, man, because Detroit's a great city, a great football town, a great sports town, and they definitely need some love to these Lions, man. And so I want to be nice. I want to give them about 7-8 wins next year if they can rebuild correctly, if they can draft good. And I want this team to do good, man, because just one of those feel-good stories of, you know, everyone's made fun of Detroit for their, you know, losing records, the players who are, you know, they'll say, oh, if you go to Detroit, your career is basically done for. You know, I just want to flip that narrative on this team, and I want Detroit to succeed this upcoming year and for many years in the future. It'd be nice to see. So to the Lions organization, to the Lions staff, scouts, whoever, GM, go with whoever you feel at number two overall. Like I said, even I don't know where they're going to go. So go defense, go with a quarterback, whoever you feel is the most ready at this moment to get you to the promised land, to get you a better record, and so that you aren't picking number two overall next year. I mean, hey, trust your gut, and we will see who they select on April the 28th. It's going to be very exciting. Like I said, mostly improve the defense and then maybe get a quarterback if you're feeling lucky. We'll see what Detroit can do, though. It's going to be a fun draft. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube, clips of shows on Instagram, and of course, our podcast, thanks to the Bleed Podcast Network. People, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you already know the drill. There is a ton of content for you to download, draft prospects, interviews, history special, your favorite team, favorite players, and we have a lot of content, about 20 episodes per week, give or take, so there's always something new for you right here on 100 Yards of Football. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lair, talking about the Detroit Lions 2022 draft needs. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another episode. See you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.